Good morning again. It's a Wonderful Life. This movie is a classic. I can't wait to re-watch it this season because it just seems to really bring so many things into perspective. And in It's a Wonderful Life, it really shows how the community gets along and pitches in. I would even say the Holy Spirit seems to be a part of this pitching in the community, in the movie and in their community, but I also see it in our community as well. Our scripture shares with us the life of the believers in the early church. The community of believers shared everything. All the believers were one in heart and mind. We have so much to be grateful for. We have our new stoles that have been donated. Today, I'm so excited because we have 10 new members joining our church and more who are ready come November because they just couldn't be here on this scheduled day. And we will be blessing our pledges or our dreams for the church's future, which we have prayed about and have worked toward all our life. So I'm so excited about all the things that will be happening today. Our scripture is all about sharing so that all needs are met. So I just want to tell you about a conversation I had with our outreach coordinator, Galen Murphy Stanley, this week. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, and just how things happen. She started the conversation with pulling a chair out so I would sit, which means it's going to be a long talk. And she said, sit, and then she said, I don't know what is going on here. It's like magic is happening here. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And she said, I just say something, and then all this stuff arrives. And so I would interpret this not as magic, but as the Holy Spirit working among us and with us. So let me just show you one picture, and I brought the bags. Galen was trying to figure out, because I don't know if you know this, but March 1st, we will no longer have plastic grocery bags when we go to the grocery store. And so we were trying to figure out how to handle this in our pantry, because what we've been doing is asking the congregation to donate their plastic bags, but there will be no longer plastic bags to donate. So we were thinking about purchasing reusable bags and putting our church logo on it, which would be wonderful. But she just happened to talk and network, and all of a sudden someone said, the designer of this bag, I have a bunch of these national parks bags available that they were last year's stock. And so she sent them to Galen, 500 of these. Right? Oh. That's just the beginning. These are my notes. This is a long conversation, right? Galen, well, I was going to say Galen's magic, but we also have the Holy Spirit with us. And then she was talking with someone else, and these bags came in, 450. So we now have 950 reusable bags, right? Yay! Okay, so that's just one. I can't wait to tell you everything else. All right, then, I don't know if you remember this, but I don't know, Stark might remember, 2 years ago, pet food. I mentioned in worship one day that I had heard about a pet food pantry at another location, and guess what happened? We started getting pet food, and Galen forgot to, which she's busy and it's okay, she forgot to take a picture, but she said she has a garage filled with pet food in addition to all the pet food we have here. So again, it just shows up. You can clap some more. Let's see what's next. Oh, she received a grant, and it was for fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh produce. So what Galen decided to do was to hire local. So she went right to the local farmer's market, I think the one on Westcott, because that's where she lives, and she has bargained with the farmers, and so they get a summer portion, and they get a winter portion, and this is just some of the produce that came in this fall. So, again, great stuff, and I know because it's a local farmer and she's doing local business, we're probably getting more than we would if we went, you know, to the grocery store or to in another setting. Last week, I don't remember who she was talking to, but someone handed her $100 for anything to do with the pantry. When she received the orange bags, the reusable bags, the woman who gave them to her also gave her a $1,000 check, again, to go for outreach. Just, it's incredible, right? We participate in the grocery rescue program, which means on Friday mornings, a truck pulls up and it has a bunch of food in there. It's things that haven't been moved in the regular grocery store. So it might come from Trader Joe's or Wegmans or Walmart or Aldi's. And so it's fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, fresh bread. There's usually dairy products in there. And then whatever the food pantry thinks that Galen can move here, because our food pantry is known to move food. So if they can't get rid of it anywhere else, they give it to us. So she has, and one of the things that Galen asked for are for things that people don't have to cook. Because I don't know if you know this, but not everyone lives in a home or an apartment. And not everyone has access to pots and pans or ovens or stoves or even cooktops. So we have a lot of friends who come who have none of these things, but they are hungry. So she's asked for things that can walk with them, like travel food. And so we were gifted granola bars. One day, a bunch of books showed up at our door. She wasn't even here. And this is some of them. These are some of the books. And you might notice when you come in through our 325 University Avenue door, it's also nicknamed the Peel Entrance, there is on the outside a red little library. You might have seen them all over the city, but we have one that we care for. And so these books were donated for our little library. So it's going to take a long time, well, maybe 6 months. Our little library is extremely used. I see people day in and day out as I'm coming and going into the library. So it's not just used Sunday and Friday. Every day of the week it is used. Later in the month, we have a potato. Galen calls it a potato drop. And what it is there are farmers in Maine or Massachusetts, New England somewhere, who have all these extra potatoes that they can't give to McDonald's or Burger King because they're not perfect, so they don't go into the cutter quite right. And so Galen has networked, and now it's actually up at the annual conference this year, so a whole bunch of food pantries can access this potato drop. And I don't know how many pounds of potatoes we get each year from this potato drop, but we fill our Thanksgiving bags with them. We have them for our pantry guests, and they fill her garage. I mean, we can't even store them here at the church because there's just so many. So if you want to volunteer to bring some potatoes from that location to Galen's garage, let me know, or let Galen know. This week, the other thing that came in is yarn, a bunch of yarn. And we have bagel breakfast the first, third, and fifth Sundays. Those bagels are given to us through Brugger's Bagels. And so either Joyce or Galen stops by and picks those up, and we feed a bunch of people, probably like 50 people on those Sundays. Galen, again, Holy Spirit, or Galen's big mouth, I don't know, but she has worked with and talked with Copper Beach right next door. And when students move out in May, guess what? They leave a lot of stuff. They leave lots and lots of clothes because it's easier for them to just leave it than to wash it, pack it, and move it back home, wherever home is. And so we get a lot of clothes. I can't even tell you how many clothes. I mean, it's like rolling carts of clothes. It's incredible. Let's see here. What's my next one? We also give out through CNY Diaper Bank, we give away 50 diapers to families in need once a month. And Galen was talking with someone, and all of a sudden, formula and rice cereal showed up at our door. And so not only can we give diapers, but we also have these gifts as well if folks would like them. So really, really neat how, wow, this keeps coming, right? I have more. This is just unbelievable. Let's see here. What else do I have here? Okay, so I have a relationship with Dean Brian Conkle up at Hendricks Chapel. So next week, he called me, oh gosh, over the summer and said, I have Harmony Cats coming to Hendricks in November. They don't have anything to do on Sunday morning. Would you like them to come to you? And I said, absolutely. So next Sunday, we have a jazz band coming called Harmony Cats Collect. No. Thank you. Theodicy Jazz Collective coming next week. Sorry, wrong group, because I have written down the Harmony Cats as well. So Theodicy Jazz Collective is coming next week. I'm super excited to have jazz band in the house next week. We have Harmony Cats coming on the 9th, which is going to be a fundraiser. All the pantries are doing that together. So it's not just Galen and myself talking about things, it's also Galen's husband, George. He was giving a talk somewhere in the medical community, he's a doctor, and he said that, you know, women cannot get feminine products as a part of their food stamps. And so all of a sudden, a whole bunch of stuff showed up at Galen's door. So again, it's like we just talk and things come in. And I know that these are things for our pantry and for our community, and it's just so lovely and beautiful. You may be thinking, we also need money to run this building. And so I'm sharing all of this with you because this is so exciting. I can't imagine what's next. I don't know what's next, but I'm ready for it, and I hope you're ready for it too. I can't imagine all this is coming to us, and that the money or the tenants or whatever might come for us to have more income to maintain our building. I can't imagine that not happening after all this stuff I just shared with you. Our call is to love God and to love God's people. I'd like to personally thank each of you because today is a big day. It's Pledge Card Sunday. This church has been running for 150 years, and I know your pledges of last year and next year are your dreams of the future. And so I want to personally thank you for accepting this call that God has given you to love God and love God's people through all you do. Amen.